KSR News. I'm John Scott. The U.S. said it took out more than a dozen mine-laying Iranian vessels on Tuesday, and the Islamic Republic vowed to block the region's oil exports, saying it would not allow even a single leader to be shipped to its enemies. Before leaving the White House for Ohio, President Trump spoke to reporters.
Look, we took out just about all of their mine ships in one night. We're up to boat number 60. I didn't realize that that big a Navy. I would say it was big and ineffective. But every one of their ships, just about all of their Navy is gone. It's bottom of the sea.
The president says he has the support of many nations in his efforts to combat Iran.
But I will tell you, I just spoke with various countries, the leaders of various countries. You'll have a list. And they said they've never seen anything like it. We have, and I built it during my first term, and I used it. I didn't realize I was going to use it this month, but we have the greatest military in the world by far. Nobody's lost.
The president will visit Ohio and Kentucky today. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on an international move to release oil reserves to help tamper down high prices and limited supply.
Germany and Austria say they are releasing parts of their oil reserves following an International Energy Agency request for its members to release 400 million barrels to help temper energy price spikes due to the Iran war. Previously, the largest ever collective release of emergency stocks by IEA member countries was just under 183 million barrels. That was in the wake of the energy shock prompted by Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Japan also says it will release some of its reserves starting Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A pro-life organization is spending big in Ohio. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A $3.2 million Get Out the Vote campaign is being launched in the Buckeye State by Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and the Women Speak Out PAC. The goal is to knock on the doors of 500,000 Ohio homes, urging residents to vote for pro-life candidates in the looming midterm elections. Organizers say the campaign will also include digital advertising, voter contact mail, and an early vote campaign as Election Day draws near. Michael Harrington reporting.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has signed a ban on abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, generally at about 6 weeks gestation. The signing makes Wyoming the fifth state to ban abortions at that stage of pregnancy, along with Florida, Georgia, Iowa, and South Carolina. 13 other states bar abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with some exceptions. This is SRN News. A report on what Americans think about the war in Iran.
A Quinnipiac poll conducted over the weekend finds 53% of those surveyed oppose the military action, while around 40% support it, similar to snap polls by the Washington Post and CNN. Respondents to a Fox News poll were more evenly divided. 70% of voters are concerned that the war will cause the price of oil and gas to rise. Only 30% think the war will make the U.S. safer. Respondents are evenly divided along party lines, with more Republicans largely supporting President Trump's plans, but a majority, including Republicans, still oppose sending ground troops into Iran. I'm Jennifer King.
Japan marked the 15th anniversary of the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster on its northeastern coast. That magnitude 9.0 earthquake and tsunami on March 11, 2011, ravaged parts of the region and caused more than 22,000 deaths. More details at srnnews.com.